The Mountain Hike, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Mountain Hike by Aniara. There was a scent of moss, rocks and damp soil, as there is most autumn evenings in the mountains. A pair of women's boots stood in the hallway. I was hiking in the mountains. It was autumn, and I was surrounded by strong golden colours. I'd been hiking for a few days, and I had 3 days left before I had to head home and return to work. On a nice break hiking in the mountain, off the beaten path in the off-season, I found exactly what I needed. Peace and quiet between the mountain peaks, the wind whispering over the heather at night. I had a heavy rucksack and tired legs when I sat down on the rock to rest. I was hungry and ate the remainder of my packed lunch. I was due to reach the mountain lodge in an hour, where I would sleep for the night before moving on. Since it was off-season, there weren't many overnight guests in the lodge. I'd also chosen a route best suited for experienced hikers. Even though I spent most of my time alone, I wasn't lonely. Lighting a fire in the evening and sitting in front of the flames on my own was a nice break from a hectic everyday life, constantly surrounded by loads of people. Staring into flames with complete darkness outside was a form of therapy. I had a drink and continued onwards to the lodge. Then I noticed that dusk was falling, and the evening chill seeped in between the mountains like a thick fog. There was a scent of moss, rocks and damp soil, as there is on most autumn evenings in the mountains. I entered the lodge and found a single pair of hiking boots in the hallway. When I placed my boots beside them, I realized they must be a woman's boots, since mine were enormous by comparison. The boots were clearly well worn, just like mine were. In other words, the woman spending the night here was an experienced mountain hiker. The boots were wet and surrounded by two small puddles of water. I took off my rucksack and rested it against the wall. Then I entered the living room. The fireplace was already lit and was crackling and warming the room. Several items of clothing were hung up in front of the fireplace, and the rucksack was also drying there. She'd clearly had a mishap and fallen into the same stream I'd nearly fallen into on the way here. A small candle was burning on the table, and a woman sat there reading a book with a sleeping bag pulled up her shoulders. Her hair was still wet. Her skin was flushed from the heat of the fireplace, and she was exceptionally beautiful. She looked up at me timidly and said, "Hi." Then she buried herself in her book again. It wasn't that I didn't feel welcome, but she was clearly shy, since she blushed when I entered.